the rule that saved civilization, Benedict's revolutionary balance. The poison incidents didn't embitter Benedict. They crystallized his understanding of what sustainable spiritual communities needed. While others saw monastic life as either brutal self-denial or loose guidelines, Benedict recognized a revolutionary middle path. At Monte Cassino in 529 AD, as the remnants of Roman order continued to dissolve around him, Benedict began writing what would become the most influential guide to religious community living the Western world had ever seen. Unlike other monastic traditions that either demanded superhuman sacrifice or provided insufficient structure, Benedict's rules struck an ingenious balance. Eastern desert fathers often practiced extreme fasting and sleep deprivation that few could maintain for long. Other communities lacked comprehensive guidelines, leaving room for inconsistency and eventual breakdown. Benedict's innovation was moderation, a revolutionary concept in a world of extremes. This moderate approach, centered on the principle of ora et labora, pray, like a perfectly balanced scale, with prayer on one side and labor on the other, Benedict created a system where both elements were essential and mutually reinforcing.